Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Part 3, Explanation of the Atma Rama Verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the cultivation of knowledge, there are two kinds of transcendentalists. One of them worships the impersonal Brahman, while the other desires liberation. Since monists worship the impersonal feature of Brahman, they are therefore called worshippers of Brahman. And these Brahman worshippers are further divided into three categories. First is the neophyte. Second is the one absorbed in Brahman realization. And third is the one who has actually realized him or herself as Brahman. And if devotional service is added, then the knower of Brahman can become liberated. Otherwise, there is no possibility of liberation. Anyone who is fully engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness is understood to be already realized in Brahman. Devotional service is so strong that one is attracted to Krishna even from the platform of Brahman worship. Krishna awards the devotee the perfection of a spiritual body, and he or she eternally engages in the transcendental service of Krishna. It is when the devotee understands and becomes attracted by Krishna's transcendental qualities that he or she wholeheartedly engages in devotional service. For instance, the four Kumaras and Shukadeva Goswami were liberated from the very beginning. Yet in their later life, they also became attracted to the pastimes of Krishna and became devotees. Sanaka Kumara was attracted by the aroma of the flowers offered to Krishna, and the other three Kumaras were attracted by the transcendental qualities of the Lord and thus engaged in Krishna's devotional service. The Navayogindras, or the nine mystics, mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, are understood to have been transcendentalists from birth by virtue of hearing of the transcendental qualities of Krishna from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Narada. Sometimes one becomes attracted to Krishna and his transcendental qualities simply by looking upon the beautiful features of Krishna's transcendental body, in which case one abandons the desire for liberation and instead engages in Krishna's devotional service. Such a devotee regrets one's loss of time in the so-called cultivation of knowledge and becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. There are two kinds of liberated souls having material bodies. One kind is the soul liberated by devotional service, and the other is the soul liberated by the cultivation of knowledge. The liberated soul in devotional service, attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, becomes more and more elevated, whereas those who engage in dry speculation and simply cultivate knowledge without any devotion must fall down due to their many offenses. This is confirmed in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the demigods are praying to Krishna in the womb of Devaki. Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamaninas twai astabhavad avishuddha buddhayah akrukya krishtraina parang padang tataha patanti adha anadrita yushman angrayah. O Lord Krishna, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated, but who have no devotion, is not pure. Even though they rise to the highest point of liberation, by dint of severe penances and austerity, they are sure to fall down again into this material existence, for they do not take shelter at your lotus feet. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kanchati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. Such a person never laments nor desires to have anything. Such a person is equally disposed to every living entity. For in that state, one attains pure devotional service unto Krishna. Thus, one who is actually situated in Brahman realization has no reason to lament or desire. He or she is equal to everyone and is thus eligible for devotional service. And this was also accepted by Bilva Mangala Thakur, who in his later life lamented, Advaita Viti Patikair Upasya Svananda Singhasana Labda Diksha Shatena Kenapi Vayang Hatena Dasi Krita Gopa Vadhu Vitena. I was once situated as a monist in order to become one with the Supreme, but somehow or other I have contacted a naughty boy and have thus become Krishna's eternal servitor. In other words, those who attain self-realization by the execution of devotional service attain a transcendental body, and being attracted to the transcendental qualities of Krishna, engage fully in pure devotional service. So, anyone who is not attracted to Krishna is to be understood to be still under the spell of the illusory energy, Maya. But one who is attempting to be liberated by the process of devotional service is actually liberated from the spell of Maya. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many recorded instances of devotees who became liberated in this life simply by engaging in devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Part 3, Explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, recorded August 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Ever feel you had no friend in this world, no one to help you when your head's in a swirl? Well, let me tell you that there's many people like you who are lost and confused and don't know what to do. Yeah, it's just a blessing in disguise. Just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery, everyone's in a rage. There's something good you just don't see. It comes from God. all your misery. It's just a blessing in disguise.